The Charles W. Morgan is currently undergoing sea trials off New London as America's only surviving whaler prepares for this month's cruise to New Bedford and Vineyard Haven. Harbormaster Mike Cormier says it was the buzz generated by the Morgan's restoration that resulted in the lamp's rediscovery.
Pretty impressive, huh? I think it's made out of tin. And if you look, you notice there's a lion's head where the oil stem comes out. You'll see the top pod here where they probably use this as a funnel to fill the device with the whale oil. And if you notice, there's still a round wick in place, which is consistent with what they used back during the whale oil lamp days, from what I've been told anyway.
The back of the lamp has been heavily soldered, which Cormier speculates resulted from being worn away over time as the lamp swung on a beam with the roll of the ship. He said it was pure coincidence and a casual conversation that led him to the lamp.
I happened to be going to the barbershop. I was talking to Al Hammer over there, and for whatever reason, the Morgan came up, and he told me, he said, "Oh, by the way," he says, "I got a lantern up in my attic. I've had it there for approximately 50 years. Tell him he'd like to get it back to where it belongs on board the Morgan." So here it is.
It's no surprise that an artifact such as this should reemerge in Marion, a salty town with a rich seafaring tradition. And Al Hammer's tiny barbershop has kept that tradition alive. It's called the Yankee Clipper, and the sign out front depicts a graceful tall ship heeling under a press of sail. Charts of shipwrecks in Buzzard's Bay and Cape Cod adorn the walls inside, where Al, the quintessential barber and a born raconteur, holds court.
This fellow walked through the door about 1966-67, passed me a bag and said, "This is for you." Now, later on that day, I did open the bag and wondered what it was I was looking at. Now, when he came back, he told me that this was the nightlight to the captain's cabin on the Charles Morgan. And I asked him, "How, pray tell, did you ever acquire that?"
The details of just how it fell into the local man's hands may be lost to history. As Hammer remembers it, either that man or one of his kin was aboard the Morgan in 1941 when it was towed down to Mystic from its berth at Round Hill in Dartmouth.
And evidently this was a souvenir that came off with somebody's sea bag.
The lamp hung as a curio from a nail in a shop for a number of years, Hammer says, occasionally attracting queries from his customers. But eventually it ended up in the attic, where it has remained forgotten for the past 30 years. It was only when the harbormaster mentioned that the Morgan was coming back to New Bedford that Hammer suddenly recalled the story of the lamp. He decided it was only fitting that it should be returned to the ship.
If it is in fact the lamp from the Morgan, I'd like to see it go back on the Morgan.
Hammer has no way of proving that the lamp actually came from the Morgan. The man who brought him the lamp has passed away long since, he says. As best as he can remember, his name was Morton or Norton, and he was in the cranberry business.
Hi. Hello.
Half a mile down Route 6 from the Yankee Clipper, Frank McNamee runs Marion Antiques, one of the oldest antique shops operating in New England, and an establishment well-versed in appraising any and all things maritime. The Morgan was active from 1841 to 1920, and a quick look at the lamp was sufficient for McNamee to draw some conclusions.
The size of this reservoir would indicate that it was pre-kerosene. So this is probably for whale oil or something similar, and that would tie in with the story that it was from the Morgan.
The lamp is made from tin. That means it was an inexpensive item intended for everyday use. A working vessel such as a whaler would have no elegant fittings, such as might be found in the captain's quarters on a British man of war, McNamee says, making it entirely plausible that the lamp might be the real deal. Even if proven, he says the cash value of the lamp would remain relatively modest.
This as a lone object that with no connection to the Morgan would have very minor value in the antique market. It would only be worth possibly $100. But if you can establish a provenance, it will increase its value maybe tenfold.
Officials at Mystic Seaport were intrigued to learn that an original artifact, possibly from the Morgan, had been discovered at one of the whaler's upcoming ports of call. According to Mystic historian Matthew Stackpole, The curatorial staff there will need some time to research the find in an attempt to determine its authenticity. The Morgan is scheduled to dock at New Bedford State Pier for 10 days on June 28th. Tens of thousands of visitors from around the region are expected to visit the ship. Thanks to the public spirit of a barber in Marion, one of those visitors will arrive carrying a small tin lamp seeking a suitable nail in the captain's quarters. For WCAI, I'm Don Cuddy.